The William Berry House. Tales of high adventure, great opportunities, and vast open lands filtered east during the opening of Canada's prairie, changing the lives of many families from the settled parts of Canada. The Berry family was no exception. William Berry was born in England in 1839 and immigrated with his family to Chatham, Ontario in 1850. He married Emma Barfoot in 1860, daughter of Chatham's first postmaster. Five children, Benjamin, Samuel, George, Albert, Marianne, and Minnie, were born over the next 16 years. William's business was selling coal, wood, and ice. He prospered, but the adult sons longed to see the West. In 1884, the Berrys set off and arrived to the foothills to file for homesteads along Chipman Creek. In 1885, the rest of the family joined them, riding west to Medicine Hat by rail and completing the journey in a Red River cart. Along the way, they trailed shorthorn heifers, an Angus bull, and an old sow pig. As the homestead took shape, the calves from their breeding stock were purchased by the Stewart and Hatfield ranches. A dairy was started, and milk, cream, and butter were made and sold. Berry founded the hardware store of William Berry & Sons in 1886 at the corner of Main Street and Christie Avenue. The daughters both married Northwest Mounted Police members. Marianne Berry wed James Banning Bruno, one of the founding policemen of the Pincher Creek Remount Farm. Minnie Berry married police veterinarian Henry Herbert Jenkins, whose uniform and collection of surgical instruments and medical texts are displayed in the military exhibit. In 1903, William and Emma Berry moved into town and constructed Pincher Creek's oldest known example of a frame-built structure. This single-floor model home was typical of the many pioneer homes built in this area from 1898 through to 1914. It is noted for its open living and dining room design and wide assortment of bedrooms. In 1906, the hardware business was purchased by the Jackson brothers, as George and Sam Berry pursued their own interests in homesteading and real estate. In 1908, William Berry became the first telephone agent in Pincher Creek. He was also the municipal returning officer when Pincher Creek was incorporated as a town in 1906. As it stands today, the Berry House is off limits to the public. It is the only heritage building in the village that is actually on its original location. It wasn't moved here. The museum actually grew onto the property. But the house is undergoing restoration, so look for it in the coming years for potential redisplay opportunities for the William Berry House. But in the meantime, you can certainly walk around it as you visit the Berrigan Barn and the wagon sheds and just admire the first frame house built in the town.